This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, what's up?
Welcome to another episode of
Big Dreams Small Pockets.
It's me, Veli, and it's
Ashel.
That
here.
Was really cute. We did really cute.
We did that fucking intro.
That was good. Today's topic is going to be
Working in silence.
Yes.
Honestly, this is most likely for self-employed, like sole proprietors. Like when you work in silence, it is just hard. You struggle alone, you struggle in secret, and it's just hard on you. It makes everything harder. So it's about finding the balance between you letting people know, asking for advice, taking a chance, or just struggling and figuring it out on your own.
Yeah. So today we're really going to be going over the pros, the cons of working in silence, what working in silence actually means per person, because I feel like some people's silence is way louder than mine and vice versa. You know, so what exactly do that mean? What do you think a pro of working in silence would be?
Let's get
the easy one out the way.
Just those memes, you know, if nobody knows we're business, you know, shit is happier. Like, you just feel like it's easier when you move in silence. And technically it is. Like, if you look at our first season, we didn't really show that out.
Yeah, we worked in silence.
Yeah, you know, like, it was the world's best kept secret. Like, oh yeah, I also have a podcast.
People are still surprised to this day. And I'm like, really? It's been a year.
No, I mean, like, they hear me talk about it, but it's like, you know, it's not out.
That's true.
It's not out. And I'm not a social person. I am social, but I'm a social introvert. So it's not for me to go out and put something on my social media or, like, go out and say, yeah, guys, I'm also doing this, 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 and this. Check this out. Like, it's hard for me. So
if
I get it.
You know.
Exactly.
That was the mood of the podcast. And honestly, it was like about 4 people, including us.
We had 200 views before, okay? I checked the Anchor app.
No, 4 people that we, like, knew in our circle.
Yeah, for a
you,
fact.
You, me, and you.
Yo, that's a fact. No, I'm telling you, world's best kept secret. But I feel like working in silence, you can get things done at your own pace. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of having that pressure, you kind of just feel like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to let the world know just yet because I want to see what I can do, how far I could go, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Which is good because then you are going at your own pace. You're not letting anybody else dictate your business or your life. But it really does have drawbacks.
Definitely. I feel like for me, another pro of working in silence would be failing in silence. You know, and I think that can be a big reason why a lot of people work in silence, because the fear of what if it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so you force yourself to, you kind of keep yourself in this box of, okay, if it doesn't work,
nobody knew. Exactly. Nobody
you know,
knew
so
it.
I was, and I'm honestly, I fail in silence on a daily basis, you know, and it's okay, you know,
it's really okay,
but it's a pro, but it's also a con because, you know, the pro of feeling like, okay, you know what, I failed, it's all right, it's a personal kept secret, I can move on. Sometimes people prefer to fail in silence.
Yeah.
But when you, you know, blast things, sometimes that is the accountability that you need
exactly
to push you to actually get certain things done. Or if you fail, sometimes that failure leads you to a different path or down the same path again of success. But, you know, failing loudly, it's just, you have an idea of feeling embarrassed that something didn't work.
And shameful.
Yeah.
And I just have, like, something in mind. When you fail loudly, you got to humble yourself.
Oh, dear.
Because at the end of the day, just because not everyone's posting that they fail, we all fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you feeling ashamed, embarrassed, whatever, no. You took a chance and you tried something and it didn't work out. So just be humble enough to say, yeah, I tried it. Is done now. What's my next move? Because if you sit in that pain, that sorrow, it's really not going to move you forward at all. And don't get it twisted. Instagram, the highlight reel, that is not reality. What's reality is you taking that L.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't take it and decide that, you know, you're never going to come out and show out again. Because that's not what life is about.
Exactly.
And I completely agree with that accountability thing. Like, if you decide you're going to work in silence and no one's going to know about it, it kind of just gives you that idea
ability to fall off. And
no, but that's the thing. Like, that's you're already telling yourself, yeah, I might fail, so I'm not really going to tell people. What kind of mindset is that? If you're thinking that way already, you're not going to get far regardless. Like, it makes more sense for me for you to fail loud, proud, out there. Like, yeah, I tried this. It's not for me anymore. It didn't work out. Let me do something else. Or let me improve and rebrand.
Yeah, I completely agree 100%. Another pro of working in silence would kind of be, I'm not sure about you guys, but I know sometimes I'm very indecisive, and I like to get a lot of people's opinions about things. I like to just know, I just want confirmation, you know? It's not that I care about what other people think, but I just want y'all to agree with what I'm thinking. You know, confirm, like, okay, this is a good idea. Like, literally, that's what it is.
I can say it, you know? I get that. Yeah.
Or it's like, I'm just a very indecisive person. So other people helping me, you know, make a decision is really what I like. But being able to work in silence forces me to think and develop and use my mind on my own. Like, just really do it on my own.
Right.
That's the one pro I can really say with working in silence. When you're, instead of going and running and asking everybody and telling everybody what you're doing and then someone putting their input on what you should do or shouldn't do, you're able to, you know, create and develop something that came out of just you. You know, you're able to turn your dream into fruition.
Yeah.
You know, you're really able to say, this was my idea.
Your personal thing.
You know, especially if you're a person who you know that you're easily influenced. You know, you don't necessarily have to work in silence the entire way, but you can at least start in silence until you are sure about what you want.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be a pro, you know, if you're really a person who's easily swayed, if you're indecisive or just other people's opinions either get you down or, you know, someone's, oh, that's not a good idea. This is why you should have kept it to yourself and worked on your own until it actually came up.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely pros to working in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the cons. We kind of touched over it a little bit, but there's definitely a decent amount of cons we can talk about.
A shit ton. I would say it would just be the whole concept of closed mouths not getting fed.
Yeah.
Like, if you're working in silence, you have no idea
what someone else could do for you.
Yeah, especially if you're new at something. Like, you have no idea. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So if you're not speaking about it, talking to somebody, like, repeatedly, asking questions. You know, in school, when they tell you just ask a question, there are no stupid questions? There are. That doesn't mean you shouldn't ask them. Yeah. Like, you have to ask these questions because you're not going to get your work done properly.
Yeah.
You're not a scientist. You're not a genius. You have no idea what is going to happen for you in this new thing that you're trying. So ask somebody.
I have a perfect example at my job, you know. We had an event that we needed to do just to kind of push the program, as it is a new one, to push it more and do just kind of like a networking event.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really go so well, but I bumped into someone on my way, like, leaving the building, and I was discussing how it went with him, and he was like, oh, that's not good, but I actually do have a lot of clients in this area that will be interested in your services.
Yep.
And that person actually became a really great connection for our program because of just me being able to say, hey, we had a session. It didn't go well. I could have been like, yeah, it's cool. Everything's good. But, you know, being able to open up my mouth and speak and just let him know what was going on.
Yep.
I didn't ask him for anything, but now he connected so many clients with us and he's one of our networking, you know, we are partners now. So working in silence is cool, but like Ash said, you never know who can provide what for you. You never know what a conversation can lead you to. And sometimes, you know, when you let someone know of your plans, they can really help you grow it.
Yep.
You know, like she said, you don't know what you don't know. So speaking to someone, and it's okay. I also want to advise, when you're speaking about your plans, speak about it with people, one, who only support it.
Yep.
Because there are going to be negative things. There are going to be reasons why you shouldn't do it. You know, oh, it's spending too much money, or you shouldn't be focusing your time on that. You have other things going on. Like, we don't need to hear the negative. We really don't need it.
Yep. Fuck
so, em. Yeah. And that would be when you would work in silence. But if you're sharing your idea, make sure you're sharing it with someone who believes in it.
Someone like-minded.
Yeah. Know? Someone who, or even if they don't believe in it, they're very supportive.
Yeah.
You know, you are getting that support. And also someone who can put you in place of getting the connections. Like, I talk to some people because of their connections, and they're okay with that. I'm okay with that. We're okay with just being networking buddies.
Yeah.
You know, so if I don't necessarily ask for certain things, but if I know this person might have a connect, or if you just know a lot of people, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna talk to you and tell you what I'm doing.
Yep.
You know? And to be honest, I live by what is for you will never miss you. What is for you is for you. So if you feel like, you know what, if I put this idea out, somebody might take it. To be honest, uniqueness and coming up with a new idea is so rare nowadays. Most of the times we're just rebuilding off of something else, someone else's idea. But also, if it's meant for you to do, don't worry about what anyone else is doing about it. You do it, you know? And I think that's where the, I'm going to work in silence because I don't want anyone stealing my idea. I don't want anyone opening up another lash business.
Childish.
Like, you know? And
There is nothing new under the sun.
You know, I genuinely get it. Especially being a person who is a big on individualism. I want to do something. I really don't want everyone else around me doing it. But on the same hand, if I'm doing this out of passion, out of love, if you're doing it too, that's your business. I'm going to keep doing it for my own personal reasons.
Exactly.
You know? So working in silence can work for you and can work against you. My biggest advice would be just make sure who you're speaking to is someone who can put you in the path of attaining those dreams, attaining those goals. Be it a hair goal, be it a financial goal, be it, you know, whatever goal you want, you know, just make sure who you are actually vocalizing your plans to is someone who can help you and who is supporting you. Because working in silence works well when you have a bunch of negative people around you and they're just going to put you down and shut you down. If you know that you're uncomfortable with ideas and criticism, keep it to yourself, to be honest, sweetie.
Right.
Just keep that idea to yourself until you're sure about it. But do you have anything else to add about the cons? No, the pros of working in silence?
I don't even remember if we're on pros or cons. It's a bad thing. Don't do it. Don't work in silence, honestly. Because like Valley mentioned, the accountability isn't there. Like, you have no one checking you to make sure you're doing something. Even if you just tell your mom, like, just little things like that.
Yeah.
And speaking of a good, like, a pro of working in silence would be, like, honestly, it's not a pro, actually. It's a con. I didn't know that my mom had ideas about my business or anything like that. Because I'm thinking, like, yo, that's what this old lady thinking. Like, she don't know nothing about no business, no internet, no whatever. So I graduated with a linguistics degree and with a minor in Asian studies. So my mom was like, you know, why don't you do something with that? Like, why don't you incorporate, like, what you're doing right now, like, with your advertising, your copywriting and stuff like that, with the linguistics? You know, you got a whole degree on it. I'm just like, I was about to use that degree. But I'm thinking about it now, like, I actually decided to put up an ad on Craigslist for translating for people. Yeah, for people. And, you know, charging, of course, my outrageous rates. But I actually got a hit up for it.
Boom.
And it wasn't a hit up that you think. Like, it's not. It wasn't a hit up for translating. It was a hit up to teach people how to be translators. And I was like, that's a whole nother market that I didn't think about myself. It's just because my mom knows me, knows what I'm doing, and we talk.
Yeah.
Like, just little things like that. Working in silence, I would have never known that that's another stream of income for me if I was in silence, you know? So just think of it like that. You don't know what you're missing. These opportunities that you could be just talking about with your friends and family. Like, people like Veli said that are cool, that fuck with what you're doing, but kind of giving a different perspective.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how silent is too silent, you know? Because sometimes working in silence is necessary for what you're working on. And sometimes
it's
working loud. Like, you know, you're working in silence. You ever see on Instagram, someone's always posting about how they're working in silence?
Yeah.
Bro, at this
just
point,
Just wait on it. Just wait.
Are you really working in silence? Because now I know you got a project coming. It's been coming for like 2 years, but it's coming. You know, I've been waiting.
Honestly, like I said, those memes are jokes. Because it's like, it's relatable, but at the same time, it's like, sis, you putting this whole thing out here, this is a mini promo.
Yeah, no, really, it is. I think when it comes to the level of silence, social media, you could be dead silent on a lot of things. A lot of things, you know.
Yeah, don't let that dictate what you're doing. Like, yeah. Social media is not a working in silence type of place.
Yeah. So,
you know, don't let that dictate your plans moving forward.
So it's like, for some people, working in silence means people around them know, but social media doesn't know.
Yeah.
Other people, working in silence means they themselves know. Unless it's themselves and whoever is directly involved.
Yep.
Which is kind of what we did with our working in silence. It was just mainly you and I.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yep.
And a few others who were involved. Chino. Yeah. Involved within the podcast. Look at
that. That's even a thing. We didn't know. We didn't have a studio or couldn't think of a studio.
Yeah.
And I didn't think to ask my rapper friend who records all the time about a studio. He actually is the one that hit me up about it. Like, it's crazy.
It's wild.
Working in silence is corny, guys. I'm sorry. It's corny. It's ghetto. Ashworld
is completely against it.
It's ghetto.
On the other hand, I think that there are definitely benefits to working in silence. It just depends on how silent, when to be silent. It's just about knowing the time and place for that.
I think you're too silent when you can't ask nobody a question.
Well, is that silence or pride?
I think they go hand in hand.
They can.
Like, because if you're too prideful to ask somebody a question and you genuinely don't know it, like, what are you doing? You'll never learn. You'll never grow.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. Like, that's when I feel like it's too silent.
See, then I don't even think you're working in silence. Mm-hmm. I just think you're allowing your pride to stop your working.
Yeah.
Your workflow. Like, I feel like working in silence means that you're doing what you need to do, but you're just not advertising it.
Yeah.
However, if you need help, you will just secretly or silently find the person, you know, or you'll be like, oh, hey, would you happen to know anyone who does recordings? Why? I don't know. You know, a friend was talking to me about it or something. Boom. You know, like, yep. Not necessarily. So you're out there, you're reaching, you're getting the help you need, but you're not necessarily talking on your specific project.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of my level of working in silence. I know in my last episode, I said I have a couple of projects that I'm doing, a couple of secret projects. That's my version of working in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily not asking for help, not necessarily not necessarily keeping it from everyone, but just more so I have so many ideas and my mind jumps from left to right, right to left in the blink of an eye that I need to take time to focus on one project at a time. And I get so excited. I want to share it with my friends and family. Like, oh my God, this would be a great idea.
Right.
But I prefer to work in silence until I have completely laid out a foundation for whatever project.
Would you say that the secret projects that you're working on now are progressing any? Like, even if you're doing them one at a time, would you say that they're progressing at all?
They are. You know, a lot. It's funny. I have a lot of secret projects and they all are progressing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me not say all of them. Some of them are on pause.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they are progressing. Would they progress at a faster rate if I was working out loud?
With probably connects. Not even out loud. If you were working within your connections, networking, trying to get people to help you out, you know?
Definitely. I think even with that, I'm not on that level just yet because, like I said, I do have plans to go back to school. So, like, I'm really trying to lay the groundwork for how my new year is going to look.
Right,
before right. I just start jumping in and diving into all the projects. Because, like I said, I have so many ideas and it gets overwhelming.
Okay.
Like, I'm always telling Ashol about a new idea. Like, oh my gosh, this would be great. Oh my gosh, this would be great.
I'm still waiting on the project.
I don't even know what project you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. She had a project like last year like that called the Youth Entrepreneur Alliance.
Oh!
Don't steal that because we are trademarking it.
You see?
But that was something different. I was like, yo, what?
You see? I didn't know that. Yeah,
it's an acronym.
That.
It's an acronym and a movement. And it's coming out and I'm holding you to it.
Thank you so much. I'm holding you to it. I let that go myself. You know, and that's what I'm doing right now. Like, my ultimate thing right now is laying down the groundwork and letting myself know when I will be working on this.
Right.
Because in 2018 and a little in 2019, my biggest thing was I worked out loud.
Yeah.
I loved working out loud. I loved the support that I got from family, friends, people on Instagram.
Absolutely.
It was amazing. But on the same hand, I was so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
The constant questions about when are you going to be doing this? When are you going to be doing that? It made me develop a disdain for what I was doing. It made me stressed. I was just like, can I catch a break? I done came from my 9 to 5. I don't need you bugging me about my 5 to 9. You know, like, give me a hot second. Let me put my shoes, you know, take my shoes off, put my bag down before you're asking me about another project.
You see?
So I kind of felt overwhelmed because I took on so much and I worked out loud that everyone was holding me accountable.
Yeah, that's but it was like, in terms of that, intense. I feel like you had too many accountability partners.
Yeah.
So you could number it. You don't got to make sure that every single body knows exactly what you're doing, especially if you prefer to work in silence like Veli. If you're like me, it's going to be close family and friends that knows every single bit of what you're doing. So that could be fine.
Yeah.
And even that, not everybody is supposed to be like allowed to check you on certain things. Because it is stressful. I don't know for anybody else. Like, when my mentor asks me, so, hey, how's this project? I like shit bricks. Like, oh, I'm be like, goodness. Yo, shit, she dead ass.
You have to have a response, a valid response.
Yeah. But when it comes to having that accountability partner, you are finding some shit, pulling it out of your ass or researching it right there that second to text them back like, yeah, this is what I'm doing for it, or this is what I have planned for it, or this is a date you can look forward to. Like, things like that are so important. So just having that, even if you do want to work in silence, speak to someone that you really love and trust.
Definitely.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's the difference between working in silence and working smartly.
Yeah.
In the shadows, you know, like, and I think that's what we're trying to push. Working in silence doesn't necessarily mean being prideful, but it doesn't necessarily all, like, it's just not always the best route for everyone. Yeah. You know, like Ash differentiated, we're both different levels of workers. We're different noisy type of people. You know, I'm more quiet, she's a little more loud, but overall, we're generally working at a decent level where it's not just always out there. And I think that was my biggest lesson. I worked extremely loud, so now I whisper. Like, I try my hardest to, you know, I just, for me, I want to be able to have solid concrete information when I do present it to people, because I'm grateful because I have a great support system.
Of course.
Like, my friends, my families, even random people that I meet, I have a great support system. But those support system comes, like you said, with a lot of questions. Though not everyone is capable and qualified to check you, realistically speaking, once you do speak on something, you're going to get a question. Yeah. At least one question. And I want to answer that question strongly, confidently. I don't want to be like, well,
you see,
well, that thing I didn't think about yet. I want to be like, yeah, no, this is going to be this, that, and the other. And then if, you know, the suggestion comes up, then I'll be like, wow, I didn't think about that. But for me, working in silence allows me to build the strongest foundation that if anyone even tried to attack me and, you know, tell me it's not a good idea, boo, my foundation's already laid. Yeah. I don't know what you have to say to me. If it's not good work, or if it's not positive constructive criticism, or if it's just not something that can push me in the path that I need to go to, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And having that foundation laid for me that I did secretly and silently was really what helps me. But like I said, this is what only works for me. You know, not everyone is the same. Some people need to do it loudly, like my sister. She works in, her volume is turned all the way up. You know, that's, she's always on Instagram, and that's, she's always,
she's
posting
a lifestyle blogger.
Yeah, so. But it works for her.
Of course.
Like, she's like, oh, should I post this? And in my mind, I'm like, no, why would you tell people that? Just do it and then let it be shown.
Yeah.
But she's the type that she needs to post about it because that's her accountability.
Yep.
You know, being able to check in with her followers and the people who really care about what's going on and
in
what
her
the
life.
Tips and advice. You know, she wants to be able
patiently waiting on another vacation.
She wants, she got one coming up soon, baby. She got some fire fits for y'all.
Shit.
And tips. But yeah, no, my sister, she works out loud. She has to tell me every major accomplishment. And I'm the other one on the opposite hand where I don't speak much on certain accomplishments or what I'm doing. A lot of people are like, yo, you're doing this. Yo, how are you doing so many things? And I just be sitting back like, I didn't even realize I didn't tell you. I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, I feel like it's kind of because you have a bad taste in your mouth for being the face of your brand.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I'd rather just do it.
Because I'm seeing the pushback from it. I'm just like, damn, the way you started was very loud.
It was intense. And it worked until it didn't. Mm-hmm. Until I was just like, Shivy, here, what's that? Ask me about that one more time and we fighting. Like, honestly, I was so over it. Somebody asked me for a butter one day and I think I just I almost snapped on him. Like, why don't you make this shit yourself? Like, you want this so bad, you make it. Like, I don't know why I got so mad, but that's what
it's,
I knew.
It's because you had too many cooks in the kitchen. You had too many accountability partners.
Too many hands in the pot.
Yeah.
It was intense. But working in silence works differently for everyone. And it is different for everyone. And it shouldn't, when you say I'm working in silence, you shouldn't set a set label and description of what working in silence is, because even listening to Ash and I talk, it's different for both of us. Yeah. You know, we view working in silence completely different, you know, and I think in every aspect of your life, you move in silence and sometimes you can move out loud. Like even going to the gym, you do that in silence or you can post about it as you go.
Yep.
You know, it's how you feel comfortable. Yeah. You know? And I think as you go, you'll then learn, you know, which way works best for you.
Right. But, do you have any last minute tips?
Any last minute tips? Just be sure in whatever project you're doing before you take it to anyone else. And when I say be sure, be confident in the fact that it was your idea. It was great. And, you know, not every idea works, but just be sure in yourself when you then present it to people. Yeah. Don't present anything in a confident, meeky way. just know, like, you know, speak loud with your chest up and tell them what you're doing. You know, if you're going to work out loud, be confident. And if you're going to work in silence, be confident.
Yeah.
Just believe in yourself.
Honestly, like, I feel like my tip is very similar. It's just ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Like, you see how you got to have all your ducks in a row to say, I do not. I spit my shit. Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm buying a boat. Actually, what? Yeah, guys, I'm buying a boat. Anybody got any connects? How you get a boat license? How you do the da-da-da-da? What's it like? Ask, guys.
Do you know where you even dock your boat? Let's start there.
I'm telling you. And, you know, that's wherein it lies, the research. Yeah. The thing. Like, now I know that I need to dock my boat. Like, you know, just really, like, that shit can't be in the back.
I mean, it can, but.
like, if you don't speak on what you're doing and you have no idea what you're doing, research.
Then what are you doing?
Exactly.
But what are you doing? Tell somebody. Me.
And don't skin up your nose at people that you feel like don't know nothing.
Because
me thinking that my mom didn't know shit about business, that's corny.
Played you.
Yeah. That's messed up. Do something outrageous. You can work with it in silence, but at the same time, you can ask for help.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. I fully agree. And I fully agree with the don't skin up your nose as well. I think a lot of the times we work in silence because we think we're too good. And I say we, not me. I say we as a general, some people. Like, some people do feel like, well, they're not going to know, so why even bother taking it to them?
Exactly.
You know, so definitely don't.
Humble yourself.
With a capital H, like literally with a capital H, humble thyself, you know? But yeah, like Ash said, don't skin up your nose. Like I said, be confident and, you know, just embrace your project, whether you do it out loud or you do it quietly, and ask for help. You know, a closed mouth don't get fed, and there's always something that someone knows or, you know, a place they can connect you to that you didn't know. And you wouldn't know unless you, you know, open up your mouth and, you know, spoke. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all we have, right?
Yeah. We don't got no announcements or anything like that.
No.
Stay tuned for the live episode on March 22nd.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. And this was another episode of
Big Dreams, Small Pockets.